Ray Christensen reporting from Real Radio, WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul, at 830.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Unconfirmed reports from the Soviet city of Kiev claim the death toll in the nuclear accident at the Chernobyl nuclear plant, 80 miles to the north, may have reached more than 2,000. A resident of that city is thus quoted by United Press International. The source claims 80 people died outright, hundreds of others on the way to hospitals. Other hundreds are said to be suffering radiation sickness. With us now live on the line from Moscow is Gary Thatcher. Gary, can you add anything to those casualty reports?
Other than the Soviets continue to keep a lid on official information, television is just starting here in Moscow. It's possible before it's over we'll have more information. But so far, the Soviets have simply confirmed or deny anything coming out of Chernobyl.
An intermittent line to the Soviet Union there with Gary Thatcher on the other end. As many as 15,000 people are said to have been evacuated from a town near the nuclear plant, around which an 18-mile security perimeter has been established. The Soviets are seeking advice from West German and Swedish nationals on how to fight the fire at the plant, which still may be emitting radiation into the atmosphere. There's been no request from the Soviets for American assistance in dealing with the disaster, but the offer is there. Bill McLaughlin reports.
The Reagan administration today will formally tell the Soviet Union that the United States is ready to help it deal with the Ukrainian nuclear disaster in any way it can. That offer will be made later today at the State Department in a meeting between U.S. and Soviet officials. The State Department will also formally request from the Soviets full details about the nuclear accident. One U.S. official told CBS News, "From what we know now, this accident is a major catastrophe, and for our own protection, we have the right to know what's going on." The U.S. is also in close touch with West Germany and the Scandinavian countries to pool intelligence about the Soviet disaster. Bill McLaughlin, CBS News, the State Department.
It's time for Mother's Day. Gotta get something really different this time. Unique. Special. Let's see. A card? Nice. Proves you thought of her. A plant? Also nice, if you put it in a pretty pot. Flowers? Pretty until tomorrow when they wilt. Candy? Nah, too fattening. A star? A star is all right, but the trouble with a star... A star? Yes, you can name a star in honor of your mother for Mother's Day. Talk about novelties. Just call toll-free the International Star Registry, and they'll name a star after your mother. For only $35, you'll get a full-color parchment certificate, two sky charts to help you locate the exact star in the sky, and her new star name will be recorded in the copyright book, Your Place in the Cosmos, Volume 2. Call now, 800-282-3333. That's toll-free, 800-282-3333. The International Star Registry, your mom will love it.
Several Arabs have been arrested in Jerusalem, suspects in the killing of a British tourist and the wounding of an American and a West German. The police did not identify the suspects nor specify how many arrests were made. A dynamite bomb woke sleepers at the American ambassador's residence in Santiago, Chile early today. Mike Greenwald is a press attaché at the embassy.
An explosive device was detonated in front of the boundary wall near the residence of the United States ambassador. No one was injured in the explosion. Windows were damaged in several buildings across the street from the explosion. Several windows of the ambassador's residence were cracked. At this point, no persons or groups have contacted the embassy to claim responsibility for the explosion.
One woman was injured by flying glass as the windows broke in an apartment building across the street. The Supreme Court has decided unanimously that an unloaded handgun is a dangerous weapon. The ruling upholds the sentencing of a robber who used an unloaded gun during a bank job. The British royal family has buried the Duchess of Windsor near Windsor Castle alongside her husband, the king who relinquished his throne to marry her 50 years ago. American divorcee Wallace Warfield Simpson died at age 89 in exile in Paris last week. Now this.
Motorcraft quality parts from Ford. Tested on some of the world's toughest racetracks on weekends, so they don't test you the rest of the week. Motorcraft races with success to give your car dependable performance. Motorcraft quality spark plugs, batteries, filters, and motor oil are designed to meet the demanding needs of the race course. So regardless of the kind of car or truck you drive, Motorcraft exceeds the need. Motorcraft from Ford. Quality products for all makes of cars and trucks.
It's a great dress, but how much is it?
On sale for $14.99.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's Sears' biggest dress sale all year.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's never been easier to say
yes, yes, yes
to a new dress than now when you save 30% during Sears' Dress Spectacular.
Oh, yes.
Dress after dress, a great selection, just $14.99 and $23.99. Plus leather handbags, just $9.99, just until May 10th.
There's more for your life
in the new century
at Sears.
Stock prices on the way down on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials right now down nearly 17 points. Big board volume, 92 million shares. New Commerce Department figures show an advance of 0.5% last month in the government's broadest gauge of future economic activity. Six of the 11 indicators used to compile the index advanced. Sales of new homes leaped ahead by more than 27% last month, sparked by falling mortgage rates. The March data, interpreted on an annual basis, is the highest rate for new home sales since the government began keeping the monthly records in 1963. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
Nothing can match the enduring beauty, the magic of a sparkling diamond. The elegance and value of a breathtaking diamond is endless. What an exciting time to choose a stunning new look for your precious diamond during the remount sale at Goodman Jewelers. Over 1,000 distinctive new settings in white or yellow gold. Save an impressive 20% on settings, as well as additional diamonds and precious stones.
Goodman's remount sale is going on today at Burnsville Center. Tomorrow will be the last day as it moves to Signal Hill Shopping Center. If you're one of the first 50 customers in either store, Goodman's will expertly reset your diamonds while you wait. Don't miss out on these final opportunities to save 20% on the area's largest selection of diamond settings at Goodman's.
Take advantage of this rare opportunity to give your precious diamond priceless new beauty at a most attractive price during the remount sale at Goodman Jewelers, fine diamond specialist since 1907.
7 minutes after noon, it's the Chuck and Kurt Show. I gave you top billing today. Tomorrow it'll be the Kurt and Chuck Show.
And Monday it'll be the Howard Vikings Show again.
Well, if Howard decides to come back, you know.
So
he may just call and say, I can't top you.
That's true. He may. You know, if you're better, he may not come back.
35 years. I mean, that's nothing.
Job
is never safe in broadcast.
You bring something fresh and new to the program.
Watch it. Yes.
That's all. All I'm going to say. You finish that
sentence. Yeah. No, this is a family show. I don't think so. What do you think about the Vikings so far? You think?
Well, it sounds like they traded away their birthright. Although, no, I don't know.
No, what they've done.
They've
starting to see some quotes come out.
When they don't draft a quarterback, I say forget it. I don't listen to much else.
Well, here's the quotes now. We're starting to see some quotes from Mike Lynn, who says he had no desire to obtain Chuck Long, and that it was all media speculation centered on the injuries to Tommy Kramer. In fact, the quote is, "We never had any intention at all of drafting a quarterback in the first round." Period.
Hey, well, see, they haven't smartened up yet, so.
Well, they need you helping them out over there at the table at the Dome. Put your input in.
They needed to draft a quarterback 5 years ago, 8 years ago.
Well, it sounds like this Gary Zimmerman that they picked up from the USFL is Bud Grant's kind of player. Says, I didn't want to play for the Giants. I'm more of an outdoor person. I like hunting and fishing. I've never been to Minnesota, but from everything I've ever heard, it sounds like my kind of place. So,
well, it is. I hope people don't go around telling everybody that. They'll all be here.
Yeah, we'll let the secret out. He's got, as I guess a lot of players do, his little lawsuit problem.
Now, direct from CBS News, this Radio Net Alert special report.
This is Christopher Glenn, CBS News in New York. New information from TASS about the explosion at a Soviet nuclear plant. Gary Thatcher is with us on the line live from Moscow now. Gary, what's happening?
TASS basically indicates that it appears to have been a partial meltdown of the reactor. TASS puts it, there was destruction of part of the structural elements of the building housing the reactor that caused a certain leak of radioactive substances. What it would appear is that the building, the actual containment vessel, and perhaps the core of the nuclear reactor itself are all in some sort of disarray, in shambles perhaps, and the radioactivity has been spewing into the atmosphere. TASS says that the radiation has been stabilized now, but it also indicates that there's a widespread evacuation and at least two deaths have been confirmed at the area.
We have some reports, Gary, unconfirmed, United Press International quoting a resident of Kiev that as many as 2,000 people may have died. Is there any word on that?
TASS is only confirming two deaths so far, but it is indicating that there is ongoing medical aid being administered to those affected. That could leave open the possibility for more announcements of fatalities later on. It also says that the inhabitants of the nuclear power station settlement, meaning Chernobyl, and three other nearby populated localities have been evacuated. That would tend to confirm reports that have been reaching Moscow that up to 50,000 people may have been moved away from the site of that reactor.
We've also been hearing reports, Gary, that the Soviets are seeking advice from both West German and Swedish nationals in the USSR on how to fight the fire at the nuclear plant.
We have confirmation from the relevant embassies here in Moscow, the West Germans and the Swedish embassies, that in fact technical advice has been sought because the Soviets simply don't know how to deal with what appears to be a fire in the graphite reactor section of the main reactor building. TASS is very careful to point out that the other three reactors at the same site appear undamaged and are not affected by this, but one apparently is still in some sort of state of instability. Does not appear very clear from reading TASS what the problem is, but clearly there has been a major an accident at that reactor.
All right, and Gary, just before we say goodbye here, could you recapitulate for us what is known at this point?
Recapping what we know is that TASS, the Soviet news agency, has confirmed two deaths at the Chernobyl nuclear reactor and a widespread evacuation of Chernobyl itself and three surrounding settlements, perhaps giving credence to reports that tens of thousands of people have been evacuated. It also has indicated major structural damage to the building housing a nuclear reactor, perhaps indicating a partial meltdown of the reactor.
Gary Thatcher of CBS News in Moscow. This is Christopher Glenn, CBS News in New York.
Well, it's time to recapitulate the weather here, I think, Jim. Let's find out from Milton Lefevre if he's truly in the weather center, how nice it's going to be today. Uncle Milt, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Where is Bill today? Is Bill vacationing? Or?
Bill had a couple of days off.
Okay.
So
he picked the right days then.
He certainly did. Well, yesterday wasn't too good, but today he certainly is making up for it. I imagine he's probably out playing a round of golf, something that I'm going to do pretty soon. Our weather is perfect for it this afternoon, by the way. Southwest wind at 15 now. Our temperature up to 65. We should end up somewhere around 70, perhaps even 72 this afternoon, depending on how thick these clouds that are coming in from the northwest get across the area. There are some clouds moving in from the west and from the northwest. They thicken up out in the Dakotas, and there are a few showers now occurring in central South Dakota. The trend for the afternoon will be for the clouds to move in. We'll still end up mostly sunny for the afternoon, however. Clouds tonight, the system is going to be coming out of Colorado, and that probably will bring us some showers. It looks as if we're going to go into a rather rainy period here again, at least temporarily. I think tonight and tomorrow morning is the way it looks now. By afternoon tomorrow, the frontal system should move through. That may be a bit optimistic. We may have to extend those showers a little longer tomorrow. But as it stands now, our forecast calls for showers in the morning, a partial clearing in the afternoon here. Temperature should get up to 60 in the Twin Cities tomorrow. Heavier rain, if it occurs, will be in the southwestern section of the state and probably up into the northern sections. Again, in the Twin Cities now, we have a southwest wind at 15, barometer 2989. Dew point 46, relative humidity only 50%. It's just a beautiful day out there with the temperature now at 65.
Over 100,000 people enjoy getting where they want to go because they're flying Delta. Delta offers convenient schedules with a choice of departures to Dallas-Fort Worth, Atlanta, Cincinnati, and New Orleans, to more than 100 cities in all, here and overseas. And the Delta professionals go all out to make you comfortable on each and every flight. And our bargain fares make it easier for you to fly. See a travel agent or call Delta. We're ready with the fares you need and the service you deserve.
Delta! Get you there! Delta! lost, he needs directions, not questions about where he's going. At the Wells, we have a guide called Jesus Christ. He's marked the trail, and he opens the door to safety at Journey's End. I am the way, he said, and we believe him. Wells is the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, and we invite you on a journey with our Lord and Savior at a Wells congregation in the greater Twin Cities area. For more information, call 612-623-2500,
623-2500. Come to the Wells for the living water and the living word.
65 degrees, it's sunny, and I started talking about the Vikings a bit earlier, and the only thing I have to add about the acquisition, or likely acquisition, of Gary Zimmerman from the USFL is that, like many players, they have a little lawsuit going, claiming the supplemental draft of the NFL has restricted Zimmerman's rights as a free agent, and he has a grievance pending against the USFL, which says that the player cannot be released to the other league. But they seem to think that the whole thing is by the boards anyway, because Mike Lynn, having dealt with the USFL before and the legal squabbles, you recall, he's acquired Anthony Carter, Keith Millard, and linebacker David Howard, despite their complicated contract clauses.
Did they do anything last year?
I don't see anything concerning his past performance. I see a lot about the performance of Gerald Robinson at Auburn, but not much here about Mr. Zimmerman. Kurt Zimmerman's older brother. So.
Is it?
I don't think so.
No, I think it's maybe Kurt's younger brother. Kurt, you know.
Well, Kurt, while he's still a youngster,
is perhaps past the bloom of his football playing days.
You think it's all over, huh?
Well, not really. Maybe he's in the past the halcyon days. He's
okay.
Into the twilight of his athletic career on the football field, just coming into his own on the golf course.
Okay. Well, we'll pose that question to him in about 5 minutes. Right now, let's get our AAA road report. Here's John Taylor.
Thank you and good afternoon. First of all, new lane closures to pass along to you. North and southbound Highway 100 from Duluth Street to Highway 7. This is in the Golden Valley, St. Louis Park area. The left lane will be closed there. That until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Also in the Golden Valley area, eastbound Highway 55 at the Bassett Creek Bridge. This is about a quarter of a mile east of Highway 18. The left lane will be closed there. That also until 3 p.m. And the ramp from Penn Avenue to eastbound Highway 12 in Minneapolis, that also will be closed until 2 p.m. this afternoon. Some patching work going on in that area. Elsewhere around CCO and in the St. Paul area, eastbound 694 over 35E in Little Canada, the right lane will be closed there. That until 3 p.m. this afternoon for a bridge repair. And then once again tomorrow and Thursday, the left lane on eastbound 694 over 35E, that will be closed. Once again, that's tomorrow and Thursday. Also, lane closure is still in effect over much of CCO land. Northbound Highway 100 at 35th Avenue North in Robbinsdale, the right lane closed there. Also, the frontage road on northbound Highway 100, that also closed. And these all until further notice. 694 and Interstate 94 on the east side of St. Paul, single lane traffic there. Also, some ramp closures in effect. And we do definitely advise alternate routes. Also, Cedar Avenue in South Minneapolis from South Nokomis Parkway to Crosstown Highway 62. The Cedar Avenue will be open, however, single-lane traffic in both directions. And finally, two projects that got underway in St. Paul, the first one being the construction project on the new Smith Avenue High Bridge. In conjunction with that, Cherokee Avenue from Alice Street to Smith will be closed, and also South Smith from the River Bluff to Stevens. That also will be closed, and once again, both of those in conjunction with the construction of the Smith Avenue High Bridge. And then West 7th construction began yesterday. That reduced to one lane in each direction from the Fort Snelling Tunnel to Wheeler Avenue. Along with that, the loop to westbound Highway 5 and the Edgecombe ramp to westbound Highway 5, both of those are closed, and alternate routes are definitely advised. That's it for the lane conditions over much of CCO land. I'm John Taylor from your AAA Auto Club.
Plant Pioneer soybean seed with confidence, cause a few extra bushels make a difference. Yeah, what a difference that you can make, because Pioneer beans make a good year great.
When you're selecting soybean seed varieties for yield,
You're really looking for quality and superior genetics. And that's what you will find when you take a look at Pioneer brand soybean seed. But the best genetics in the world won't make any difference if your seed isn't top quality. Pioneer soybean seed is carefully conditioned and handled to protect its genetic advantage. So when your Pioneer sales representative calls, ask him about beans, because that's where a few extra bushels can make a big difference.
Plant Pioneer brand soybean seed.
It can make the difference, that's what you need. Living and learning and planting Pioneer beans. Living and learning and planting Pioneer beans.
Just about 21 afternoon, 65 degrees and sunny. Should we ask, pose the question to Mr. Zimmerman? Should we do that? Kurt Zimmerman in South St. Paul?
Be careful what kind of questions you pose to
well,
him.
I just want to ask him.
He has a limited availability of answers over there.
Don't go sharing all my secrets now.
All right. No relation to Gary Zimmerman of the USFL, I'm
We're
guessing.
First cousins.
First cousins.
Yes. Well, we might even be brothers if he gets a big pay.
Could become very close.
You could adopt him. I might just do that.
How are things in South St. Paul?
All right, I'm glad you asked. We have the markets for today here at the stockyards. 54,000 head of livestock around the country. 5,700 head of livestock here, 2,100 cattle, 300 calves, 3,000 hogs, and 300 sheep. Here's a look at the cattle market. Some weakness on the choice steers and heifers after a slightly higher trade yesterday. Choice steers, 50 cents to a dollar lower. Most of your choice steers brought 52 to 52.75. Were a few outstanding cattle, some exotics weighing 1343 at 53.10, another load at 53.20. Most of your sales at 52 to 52.75. Good end choice 51 to 52, good grade steers 49 to 51 and a half. Holstein steers were 50 cents to a dollar lower, choice Holsteins at 46 to 48, good and choice 44 to 46.80, good grade steers 43 to 45, standard grade 41 to 43 and a half. Most of the choice slaughter heifers were selling at 50 and a half to 51.50, a couple packages of high choice at 52 and a quarter to 52.40, good and choice 49 to 50 and a half, good grade heifers 47 to 49. Again, these program cattle coming at the market in a good active trade with good demand. The program cattle selling right up there with the balance of the slaughter Holstein heifers and the cows. Package of choice Holstein heifers at the market weighing 1320 brought 44.90. Your standard and good grade Holstein heifers with the brand 8 to 1,100 pounds at 36 to 40. These cattle weighing 450 to 600 pounds are selling at 22 to 26. Cows, maybe steady to weak compared with yesterday's higher market. Most of your cows, 36 to 39. Your high-yielding cows at 40. That includes your program cattle. Canners and cutters at 32 to 36 with lighter-weight cows, 29 to 32. Bulls at 44 to 49. Outstanding bull at the market selling at 52. Choice and prime veal calves having a good day, 65 to 80. There were a few fancy calves pushing right up near a dollar a pound today. Good end choice mostly at 35 to 55 cents. Taking a look at the noon wholesale dressed beef trade, mostly steady on steer and heifer beef. Today's hog markets opened steady to 50 lower and closed about steady. Most of the trade on your 220 to 260s, 40 and a half, mostly 41. There were a few early sales at 41.50. Just called and checked, and looked like most of the closing sales at 41 and a half. There were even a few at 42 late. The 260 to 280 selling at 40 to 41. Light sows look steady to maybe 50 cents lower at 37 to 37.50. Your heavy sows, 41 to 41 and a half, boars at 33. Another active feeder pig market is that feeder pig trade just continues hot. Over 1,000 head yesterday for our weekly sale. 30 to 40 pound feeder pigs were $3 to $5 higher, $34 to $38. 40 to 50 pound pigs brought 38 to 45 and a half. 50 to 60 pounders, 42 to 49.50. 60 to 80 pound pigs at $44 to $50. All classes fairly active on that lamb market. Prices continue strong. Some of the highest markets, highest prices we've had on lambs. The lamb market 1 to 2 higher. Shorn lamb 76 to 78. World lamb 74 to 76. And spring lamb selling at their highest point ever, 78 to 80. Ewes 20 to 24. The feeder lamb market steady to strong. Prices ranging from 68 to 72. That's a brief look at the markets for today at South St. Paul.
Hi, Dave.
Here to pick up my Sencor herbicide?
Sure. Let me bring it around to the doc.
Thanks. I'm expecting some tough weeds this year.
Did I hear you say Sencor?
Of Oh, yes, sir. I'm expecting some tough weeds.
Tough, huh? Now, before Centaur, they weren't just tough.
Yeah, sure.
They were monsters.
Really?
Cockleburr, some mean, it tripped tractors.
Oh.
And laugh.
Yeah.
Ragweed's so tough, it formed gangs and beat up trees. Velvet leaf, so Henry had to ask permission to walk through it.
No.
And sunflowers so tall, they didn't just block out the sun.
No.
They blocked out the weather entirely.
Yes,
you
sir.
Could still see the teeth on the smartweed shining in the dark.
Got that Centaur yet, Dave?
Centaur, with your favorite grass herbicide. No matter how tough the weeds get, it's still your best performance value.
You ever hear about the pigweed that attacks Springfield?
I gotta go now.
It's a terrible thing. Hoof marks all over the place, and the smell is enough to gag a maggot.
65 degrees, it's sunny, 25 and a half after, we had a record precipitation, we have so far in April. Is that right, Chuck?
Yep.
Is that affecting spring planting at all?
Well,
duh.
I should hope to. Yes,
plenty
of course
wet.
It is. Plenty, it's wet out there, and we're going to need some drying. We got some people that are a little nervous.
Yeah.
And our small grain seeding is being held up, which was doing very well. Some corn has been planted in southern and southwestern Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
and some other areas. But generally speaking, we can get that corn crop in a hurry when conditions are good. And we're looking at till before we would be changing any thought about the very immaturities of the corn we're planting. We're looking at couple 3 weeks anyway.
But as soon as the ground gets dry enough and warm enough,
They'll be working.
Yeah. 26 and a half afternoon now, our 92nd CCO business update live from the floor of the Midwest Stock Exchange in Chicago. Good afternoon, Sydney Camptrader. How are you?
I'm just fine, Kurt. How are you this afternoon?
Very good. How's the market today?
Well, stocks have turned sharply lower on profit taking, a weakness in technology stocks, and a psychological impact from the Russian nuclear disaster. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 22.95 to 1820 on a composite volume of about 118 million shares. The transportation average has dropped 12.02, while the utilities index is down 5.12. The NASDAQ composite index of over-the-counter stocks is down 2.13. Losses in the broad market are steep, as evidenced by the 11-4 margin of losers over gainers. Among the most active stocks are AT&T, up 1/8, Ranger Oil, down 1/4, American Express, up 1 1/8. Active stocks of Twin City Interest include Cray Research, down 1 3/4. Honeywell has also lost 1 3/4. Pillsbury is down 1 1/2. Dayton Hudson, down 1 3/8. Dayton Hudson said it expects to be operating more than 1,300 stores by the end of fiscal 1986, compared with 1,206 at the end of 85. The company plans to invest $4 billion over the next 5 years to expand even further its retail operations. The dollar is falling in light trading in New York. Gold for June delivery is up $1.80 an ounce to $347.60, while spot silver has gained 10 cents and is trading at $5.12 an ounce. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 22.95. This is Sydney Camptrader from the floor of the Midwest Stock Exchange in Chicago, reporting for WCCO Radio.
CCO business updates are heard three times each weekday, 10:25 in the morning, 12:25 during the noon hour, and 3:25 in the afternoon. Just about 29 minutes after noon, Ray will have the news in 1 minute.
When you get your bed.
Channel 4's Don Shelby.
Pat's from Kennett, Missouri, and that comes out a lot. We were doing, I think, the weekend shows early on, and she said that the state insurance commissioner has whatever. And at the break, I said, that's insurance, isn't it? She said, no, not where I come from, that's insurance. The next thing she said was the weather was going to turn soggy, so somebody needed their umbrella. And I believe that's umbrella. Not where I come from, it isn't. I said, where are you from, Mars? The hills of Mars.
Shelby and Miles on Channel 4, WCCO-TV's 10 p.m. report.
is the Noontime News on WCCO Radio. Ray Christensen reporting. The news brought to you by Midwest Federal at the sign of the good tree to come to for shelter. New information is coming out on the nuclear disaster in the Soviet Union. One unconfirmed report says more than 2,000 people have been killed. We have a late report from Gary Thatcher of CBS News. He's based in Moscow and had this information.
That basically indicates that appears to have been a partial meltdown of the reactor. As it puts it, there was destruction of part of the structural elements of the building housing the reactor that caused a certain leak of radioactive substances. What it would appear is that the building, the actual containment vessel, and perhaps the core of the nuclear reactor itself are all in some sort of disarray, in shambles perhaps, and the radioactivity has been spewing into the atmosphere. TASS says that the radiation has been stabilized now, but it also indicates that there's a widespread evacuation and at least two deaths have been confirmed at the area.
We have some reports, Gary, unconfirmed, United Press International quoting a resident of Kiev that as many as 2,000 people may have died. Is there any word on that?
TASS is only confirming two deaths so far, but it is indicating that there is ongoing medical aid being administered to those affected. That could leave open the possibility for more announcements of fatalities later on. It also says that the inhabitants of the nuclear power station settlement, meaning Chernobyl, and three other nearby populated localities have been evacuated. That would tend to confirm reports that have been reaching Moscow that up to 50,000 people may have been moved away from the site of that reactor.
Reports say the accident may have begun Wednesday night, and one indication is that some of those killed in the mishap were not buried in regular cemeteries, but in a place where radioactive wastes are usually buried. We'll provide any late information via CBS on this Russian tragedy. The Chernobyl nuclear accident sent a radioactive cloud above Scandinavia, more than 750 miles northwest of the Soviet settlement. Many Minnesotans have relatives in Scandinavian countries and are understandably concerned about their welfare. But a spokesman for Northern States Power Company in Minneapolis, Tom Boucher, says the levels of radiation reaching Scandinavia should not be life-threatening.
I've not heard any authority say that those levels of radiation would be harmful to anyone. They are higher than normal, and the levels of release from the plant would not be legal in this country, obviously, but no, they do not appear to be any sort of a health threat at all.
Soviet sources admit the fire is still emitting radiation, and Boucher says depending on how long the fire continues, there could be a threat of latent cancers developing in the future. Fallout from the accident is expected to reach the United States in 5 or 6 days, but a U.S. nuclear expert says the amounts of radioactivity would be so light they would not present a health hazard. The two DFL gubernatorial candidates mentioned the Russian incident during a joint appearance this morning to promote Saturday's nuclear freeze walk in the Twin Cities. Governor Rudy Perpich spoke first.
The occurrence yesterday in Russia points out more than ever the need for the freeze. You know, I'm convinced after attending the hearings on the attempt to use Minnesota as one of the eight states as a possible site for the repository of the high-level radioactive nuclear waste, I'm convinced that the technology is not there for the storage of that waste. That's very obvious.
St. Paul Mayor George Latimer said the nuclear freeze is an area of agreement for the political opponents.
The freeze walk in Minnesota and our declaration in support of it today is a statement for the environment, a statement for people, and a statement for education. The events in Russia in the last several days remind us once more that we must treat this earth with reverence. Irrespective of the use of nuclear power, it is lethal. We must be careful. We must be humane.
The Minnesota Nuclear Freeze Campaign says 1,000 people are expected to take part in a weekend protest against the nuclear arms race. 65 degrees at 12:34.
Shop where you save.
Well, this is a Midwest Federal commercial right now. You should say, grow where you save. You see, Midwest Federal's not a store.
I know, Boone and Erickson, but they have a gift shop now. Have you heard about the gift shop? It's their latest collection of quality name brand gifts that savers can get free or specially valued when they make their qualifying deposits.
That's it. So where you save is where you shop.
Right.
Did you get in on the gift shop collection of premiums?
Wait till you see the choices.
Did you see the Panasonic AM-FM stereo cassette player with two-way power and detachable speaker system?
Nice way of saying boombox. Yeah, I saw it.
Well, yes, it is that.
They had that other little GE AM-FM portable two-way power, too.
Yes, not quite so obvious to carry.
Yeah, exactly.
The other one. Yeah, yeah. And have you seen the luggage?
Speaking of carry.
Yeah, beautiful five-piece Jordache luggage set with Sterling Silver Group, 26 and 28-inch Pullmans with wheels, 45-inch garment bag, 21-inch carry-on and shoulder tote.
Wow, get growing in any one of Midwest Federal's many savings plans.
80,000 Minnesotans are expected to mail pennies to the state's congressional delegation, part of a nationwide campaign against the Graham-Rudman-Hollings spending cuts. State Coordinator Wayne Cox says Minnesota will lose $376 million in federal funds next year if Graham-Rudman proceeds. Cox says there's a better way to balance the federal budget.
Believe that you must protect domestic spending that safeguards essential human services and promotes the nation's general welfare. These programs have already experienced drastic cuts in recent years. Secondly, you must reduce military spending, since the Pentagon should not be exempt from spending reductions in light of the sharp cutbacks experienced by domestic programs. Thirdly, you must cut the deficit by adoption of a tax reform bill that raises new revenues through ensuring that rich persons and giant profitable corporations once again pay their fair share in taxes.
Representatives of community groups, churches, and organized labor appeared at a Capitol News conference to endorse the campaign, which is called Americans for a Common Sense Budget. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees is coordinating the nationwide campaign against Graham-Rudman. State officials say it will be nothing like the old Southern chain gangs, but under a pilot project, some Minnesota prisoners will be doing manual labor out of doors. Eric Escalo reports.
The program is called Sentencing to Service and involves a sentencing option for judges to give offenders some work time on projects designated by the Department of Natural Resources. Corrections Commissioner Orville Pong says it will eliminate dead time for the prisoners serving their sentences and would ease the crowding problem in county jails.
We feel that we have offenders who have been sentenced to county jail, and as part of the sentence, the courts could assign these offenders to these projects, and then working under the supervision of the DNR these projects could get done.
DNR Commissioner Joe Alexander says there are many cleanup, fix-up projects on state land for the prisoners to do.
A state park that we've had to cut down the maintenance on due to budgetary cuts and that sort of thing, where we're not getting to cleaning it up or to brushing out trails or something like that. It just isn't getting done and will never be done. It's in the plans, but isn't getting done.
The Sentencing to Service program begins as a pilot program in the Grand Rapids and New Ulm areas. The state is providing $31,000. The remaining $240,000 will be raised from private foundations. The state estimates that up to 300 offenders could perform 165,000 hours of work for the state each year. Now, Commissioner Pung stresses that the offenders will be non-dangerous and would not create a risk to public safety while on the job outdoors. Eric Escola, WCCO Radio News at the Capitol.
The Steger expedition to the North Pole could reach its destination by Thursday if all goes well. The six-member team, including three Minnesotans, is logging 20 to 25 miles a day, and it's believed to be within 60 miles of the North Pole. If the six make it, it would be the first group since Admiral Byrd to do so without being resupplied along the way. One peril it must cope with is open water that could stall progress. Jim Gasparini is base camp manager. We talked with him this morning by phone. He was in the Northwest Territories, and we asked him when he next expects to make radio contact with the expedition.
One of the arrangements we had made when we last talked Wednesday is that we would be in radio contact with them if for some reason they were stopped, either by open water or by bad weather, if for any other reason they had to stop. And since we have not heard from them, we're assuming that they have been traveling at their present rate. And so I would say, realistically, it could be as early as late tonight, tomorrow morning, or possibly even on Thursday.
Pilots report some open water near the North Pole route, but the team is on its own and is not being instructed from the air. We'll check the Twin Cities forecast after this.
Maybe your old furnace or air conditioner is shot. Or maybe you don't have a central air conditioner. Either way, if you install Carrier, America's favorite furnace and air conditioner, you'll save big. Carrier's deluxe furnaces and air conditioners operate using about half the energy of a typical old model. Why install now? Because if you install a new Carrier deluxe furnace or air conditioner now, you don't have to pay for it now. You don't have to make any payments, no interest charges either, until after Labor Day. Nothing due at all till September. Then it's your choice. Pay in full before September 23rd with no interest or finance charge, or choose convenient monthly terms. Offer available to qualified homeowners. So enjoy this comfort and economy of fine Carrier air conditioning or heating now, and don't pay for it till after Labor Day. Call today for details. Limited time offer. Find participating dealers in your Twin Cities newspapers or look for Carrier residential dealers in your Yellow Pages. 18% annual percentage rate applies if you choose monthly terms.
For the St. Paul-Minneapolis area, mostly sunny this afternoon, a high in the low 70s. Mostly cloudy, with showers likely tonight and the chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 50 overnight. A chance of morning showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, then decreasing cloudiness in the afternoon, a high about 60. The current readings, the barometer 29.89 and steady. The wind southwest at 15, the relative humidity 50%, the temperature 65 degrees at 1240. Ray Christensen, WCCO Radio News.
I'm Dr. Peter Salgo, CBS News. I'll talk about diagnosing breast cancer on Health Talk today.
Health Talk next hour at 1:25 during the Kozlak-Russell Show here on CCO. It's 19 minutes before 1 o'clock.
Don't argue with yourself.
Okay. Did you realize
Let me argue with you.
Kirby Puckett is the American League Baseball Player of the Week last week.
About that. He was batted 4-something that week.
And he's still leading off and hitting all those home runs.
All right.
Move him. Leave him where he is.
Yes, maybe... Maybe he likes to see those bases empty out there. Wham! Oh, he's leading in, you know,
7 home runs, I think. Unless somebody's caught up with him, he had most home runs in the major leagues as of Monday morning.
That's great. I think that's marvelous.
Gives some real interest in the team. They'll be at New York for the first of three tonight. And at 6:35, we'll have the first pitch. About 6:20 or 6:15 in that area, we'll start the pregame activities. Let's see. I think it's John Butcher against Ron Guidry tonight.
Butcher looking for his first win. I think Guidry's got 3 wins already.
3 wins and no losses, so they're both due in one way or another tonight. 18 before 1, it's time for News Notes.
News Notes and Comment. I'm Harry Reasoner, CBS News. Some thoughts on the Windsors, the Duke and the Duchess, after this.
Before you go out to prepare your lawn and garden for the upcoming growing season, prepare yourself with quality True Temper tools from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to say you can easily break into hard soil with a True Temper shovel or garden spade, and break up large clumps of dirt with a True Temper cultivator or hoe. Simplify lawn and garden work with the help of quality True Temper tools from participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers, where you can use your new True Value charge card and just say that Pat Summerall sent you.
Satisfying Sanka brand decaffeinated coffee. You can drink it all day long and feel good about it.
Oh, my Sanka loves me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Sanka and me.
Today's funeral for the Duchess of Windsor made me think back to a business visit I had with the Duke and Duchess in the early days of 60 Minutes. They were selling their country house back then, a one-time mill and tile factory about 45 minutes outside Paris. A beautiful place, but a little sad all the same. It had been 32 years then since King Edward VIII had given up his throne for the woman he loved, but memories of his 10-month reign were everywhere. There was one building on the grounds, entirely devoted to reminders of where he came from and what he was and what he could have been. His christening gift from Queen Victoria, copies of every speech he gave as king, a souvenir from the Empire State Building, commemorative mugs for the coronation that never took place. And outside, there was the strongest reminder of the Windsor's exile of all, a very English-style garden there in the French countryside. The Duchess said she didn't care too much for the garden. It was the Duke's passion. She preferred city life. After all those years, she was still the socialite. He was the gardener. Their bedrooms showed their different styles. Hers was tasteful, luxurious, and full of mementos. Edward's room was masculine, almost austere. One decoration his room did have, however, was a special picture of the Duchess, and her room had one of him. King Edward had not wanted to abdicate. He wanted both the throne and marriage to the American divorcee. Wallace Simpson didn't want this life of exile either. She wrote in her memoirs that she very much had wanted to be queen. So they lived their lives in New York as house guests in Florida and in two country houses in France, always remembering what might have been. Her burial spot today is next to his at a royal cemetery at Frogmore, the same place they would have ended if the dreams that haunted them all those years had come true. News Notes. I'm Harry Reasoner, CBS News.
If you're a senior citizen interested in how you can continue to lead an active, healthy, and productive life, here's good news. A week-long series of seminars on topics of interest to seniors will start May 3rd. It's entitled The Age of Independence and is being sponsored by Seniors Plus Health Plan, the specialists in senior care. It's free of charge and open to the public. Noted author Albert Myers will give practical advice on maintaining your independence. You'll enjoy an exciting performance by Theater 65, a group of senior actors, and free health tests will be available. The kickoff event is Saturday, May 3rd, 10 o'clock in the morning, at Lutheran Brotherhood, downtown. The number to call for reservations and information is 623-8697. That's 623-8697. It's sponsored by Seniors Plus. Don't miss it.
14 minutes until 1 o'clock and 65 degrees moving into the lower 70s later on today. And Chuck, do you have an update from the grain market?
Yes, indeed. On the Chicago Board of Trade, May corn 232.5 is up 2.5, with July up 7 cents a bushel. May wheat 314 up 18.5. May soybeans 534.75 up 7.25. May soy oil 1770 up 66. May soy meal 153.70 up 40. May oats at 97.5 up 3/4. Kansas City May wheat 283 asked. Minneapolis May wheat 341 up 1.25. On the mercantile exchange, June live cattle 55.70 bid, with the August 5307 bid and October limit up at 5267. May feeder cattle 5407 bid. June hogs 45.15 up 125, and May pork bellies 56.55 bid, so the commodities gaining back some of the ground lost earlier. The Mora feeder pig market yesterday showed 157 pigs, bringing $35 to $42, with the 40-pounders at $39. Iowa Southern Minnesota direct hog trade, barrels and gills $39.5 to $40 in the country, $40 to $41 in the plants. Some country elevator prices: Swift County corn $2.10, wheat $3.89, soybeans $5.07, oats $1.05, Brown County corn $2.15, wheat $3.20, soybeans $5.17, oats $1, and Steele County corn $2.16, soybeans $5.07, oats 95. 13 minutes to 1, Twin Cities temperature 65 degrees. Couldn't read that.
Clean those glasses off, Chuck.
And an angle, for the funny angle over there.
65. Mm-hmm. That's 65 degrees.
65.
The scores in the weather.
Maybe I better clean these glasses up.
Would you like to relive your life?
Gee, I don't know.
Well, I was asking rhetorically. I don't. Doesn't require an answer. That's the theme of a new play at the Illusion Theater. And at 2:30 this afternoon, Ruth and Tim welcome the director and some actors from that production. Might even get a little radio drama out of the folks. 12 minutes before 1, some noontime music. Here are the Oak Ridgers.
She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the man she knew as cowboy was a late night benediction at the
Y'all Come Back Saloon is done by the Oak Ridge Boys. It's 9 minutes before 1. Yes, we know you're concerned about the Viking draft, and we're trying to put together all we have for you. The Vikings now are pretty much idle until the fourth round. That's the next time that they draft a player. Their first two choices, as I'm guessing you've already heard by now, involving a three-way trade with San Diego and the New York Giants and picking up the rights to Gary Zimmerman of the USFL, played for the Los Angeles team in the USFL. And also they picked up from Auburn Gerald Robinson, 14th overall. Viking general manager Mike Lynn said the team's two objectives in the first round were to deal
for running back Bo Jackson and to acquire Zimmerman. Mike Lynn said that Tampa Bay would not make a deal on Bo Jackson, and especially with the Vikings, since they're in the NFC Central along with Tampa Bay. Vikings traded their first and third round picks to San Diego for the Chargers' first and second round picks, and then Minnesota dealt the 2 second round picks off to the Giants for the rights to Zimmerman, who says, yes, he'd like to play for the Vikings. He didn't want to go to the Giants, didn't like New York. He's kind of in the Bud Grant mold. He likes fishing, hunting, and thinks Minnesota would be just fine. So that's what the Vikings have done so far. As nobody could possibly guess otherwise, Tampa Bay picked up Bo Jackson as the first choice in the draft at New York. The owner of the club says he's going to pay more than $5 million over 5 years for the All-American running back. Gene, how'd you like to have your services be bid on like that and then pick and choose from $5 million? Okay. So that's how it stands. They're into the second round now, and the Vikings, again, will not pick until the fourth round. I think we have time for one more piece of music. Yes, I do. From Emmylou Harris. That's Emmylou Harris. That's out of Emmylou's brand new album, which I think is called, what, 13 or something, isn't it, Jim? Down there on the bottom? Yeah, 13. I don't know that I'd name an album 13. It's obviously her 13th album. That's the early Elvis songs on Sun Records. Mystery Train. We'll get the weather in a half a minute. The Torgerson Holiday Inns of Wilmer and Fairmont wish to bid you friendly hello and tell you about some of the many things they have going on. Their Holiday Inns serve all the weekday guests a complimentary breakfast buffet. Visit their restaurants the night before and experience some of the finest dining in Minnesota. Priority Club members receive special treatment with corporate room discounts, complimentary cocktail, in-room wake-up coffee, and morning newspaper delivered to your room. Torgerson Holiday Inns of Wilmer and Fairmont. They'll introduce you to personal service similar to that received in quaint inns of the old country. Speaking of quaint, I'm glad I didn't say speaking of old. Milda Fever's in the Weather Center. You'll take a little ribbing today, won't you?
Oh, yes. Even the old part, there's really nothing you can do about that.
Oh, but that's...
Nice thing about it, though, it takes a long time.
Yeah, I never got out of it that way. Okay, we've got plenty of sunshine. 65 as of noon. You have every confidence, then, that we'll be in the lower 70s, I guess.
Well, we'll get at least to 70, I think, this afternoon. It depends to some extent on the clouds. They're kind of moving in from the southwest, and I think by 3 o'clock it may be in a position to cut our temperature off just a bit. So... started out with 70 there in the forecast and decided with all that sunshine that early in the morning, we probably should allow ourselves just a little leeway there, so we raised it to 72, but that's still a nice temperature even if we only get to 70. A little rain showing up in central South Dakota, but it really doesn't amount to anything. I just finished a new map, and it shows a little low-pressure center down in Nebraska. We've been expecting that to develop during the day. And that's the reason for the clouds that we're getting out of the southwest across this area. And with some moisture coming up through the central Mississippi Valley quite rapidly, dew points now are into the 50s, upper 50s as a matter of fact, into eastern Nebraska. So we've got enough moisture to bring us back into a rainy situation, at least for tonight into tomorrow. This thing that's forming up should move off pretty rapidly, however, and there's some drier air to the west. It's a little cooler also, but we think it may push stuff out of here by sometime tomorrow. The extended forecast, however, mentions the possibility of some more shower activity around on Saturday and Sunday, so we may stay in a rather unsettled period here for the balance of the week. Temperatures generally, though, upper 50s to upper 60s, so we should stay fairly mild. Here in the Twins, we should see 70 or 72 this afternoon. A thunderstorm and showers likely tonight, low about 50. Southeast winds will be increasing to 15 to 25. Some morning showers and possible thunderstorms tomorrow. but decreasing cloudiness in the afternoon. The timing of that may be altered in the new forecast coming up just a bit. High low should be about 60. Right now, southwest 15. Barometer 2989, a steady pressure, 50% humidity, a sunny sky. This temperature is now an hour old at 65.
If you're a dairy farmer, you'll want to know about Rheumatel from Pfizer. It's for dairy. No, it's not moo for dairy. It's new. Actually, it's a proven dewormer with a new clearance for lactating dairy cows. New Rheumatel can stop worms without stopping your milk production in just one day. In fact, new Rheumatel... Now, do we have to have this cow in the food?
Well, we want authentic sound effects, Neil. Just try to talk around her, okay?
Okay.
Get our teamwork happening.
Mm.
All right.
New Rheumatel. Is the only one-day dewormer with no milk withdrawal. And Rheumatel can be used on breeding bulls, heifers, and pregnant cows with no side effects. It's really the safest dewormer on the market today. But new Rheumatel sure does the job against worms. So why let your milk production slide? See your feed supplier today for Moo Rheumatel. New Rheumatel for dairy from Pfizer. It stops worms, not milk, in one day.